let me stop right there after verse one, because you see, this is philosophically, this is a wonderful thing. The husband and wife is saying there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley wide enough, ain't no river deep enough to keep me from getting to you. In other words, our love relationship between each other is so cool that I'm not going to let anything. You know what we read in the Bible? This idea comes from, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Not height, nor depth, nor width, nor breadth. Not, you get it? And back in the day, when a record came together and it became number one, it's because, wow, it's the idea. Now listen to what they say in verse two. Remember the day I set you free. I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. From that day on, I made a vow. You see what I'm talking about? The vow was in the music. It planted an idea in our minds, young Christians, that this act of marriage, of commitment, of stability between us. And seeing all of this was spawned by the conversation that I had with a young man last night, 38 years old, and he did not know how to define why he wanted to get married. Come on, Marvin. Come on, Tammy. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't high enough.
Ain't no valley low enough.
It ain't low enough.
Ain't no river wide enough.
Ain't wide enough. Now, for those of you that don't understand music, this is called the chorus. You know what? What I loved about that era is that not only when you were listening to the music that you would get enthroned and caught up in what they were saying. These were the ideas. Man, I wish I had some older people in the room with me, because if I had old gray-haired people in the room that grew up in the 60s when when the Motor City was putting out stuff like this. And as a matter of fact, young man asked me, he says, Pastor John, what happened to our society? What happened to us, man? I said, man, there was a time when people were getting married, when they were in love with each other, that they looked forward to being with each other. And even though they got with the person that had some problems, they stuck it out with them through thick and thin. That's what made Motown and that Motown sound in the black community especially very, very special, because it addressed those issues. See, it just wasn't the Berry Gordy and Diana Ross and all that. And you know, some of these people got some tremendous problems. These people are not ideal Christians. But there was something about the art back there, even in terms of marriage counseling. And that's why I'm somewhat depressed when I think about marriage today, because what do you have to look back on? What kind of music influenced you to get married? Turn out the lights? I mean, is that what it's all about? You aren't hearing them talking about turn out the lights. Listen. My love is alive. It's deep down in my heart, though we are miles apart. See what I'm talking about? My love is alive, deep down in my heart. She didn't say in her loins, because it wasn't about the loins. It was about genuine love. And my friends, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, now, let me, y'all sing. If you ever need. Man, They don't write music like that. If you ever need a helping hand, I'll be there on the double just as fast as I can. How about these men today? When things aren't going right in that relationship, how quick are you? What, you sleeping in the basement and she's in the cellar? Or whatever. Come on. Come on. Is that what marriage is all about? Y'all sing to me, please. Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough? All right. Ain't no valley low enough. Take me back to the day. Ain't no river wide enough. I heard that. If I'm getting to you, sing it again. Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough? Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough. Yeah. See. That's the kind of music I grew up on. That's the kind of, and you know what? You know, I love that song because as the song ended, it just faded out and they were saying, ain't nothing, ain't nothing. Listen, when you have the divine plan of love, then it has a purpose to bind and to hold the marriage relationship together. When my intentions are to harm the other person, I'm not going to be singing songs like that. I'm going to be singing songs like, this is my money and you can't have none. I shouldn't have got with you. You make me sick and all that kind of stuff. See, if you depress God's attributes and infer your own selfish ambition, even in the marriage relationship, in order to justify your actions, then if you do those things that do not please the Lord, well, what do you expect? Now, in Colossians 1:18, it says, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. Now, can you really know this kind of love? And I'm just going to go on back to the music here. I'm looking for one more to spin up here. And, all right, I like this one. I like this one. And you know what? I don't remember. Did I play? No, I didn't play that one. All right, here it is. Here it is. This is the one that I want to play first. I'm having a good time. Having a good time in this hour. I was going to bring you some real deep, deep, deep stuff, but my conversation last night prompted me. And so I'm going to continue with this thought right here. What does it take in order for you to make it as a couple? Is it money? Is it sex? What is it that makes you happy? That's what I'd like to ask. What is the thing that makes you happy? And is that thing that's making you happy, is that, all right, is the source that makes you happy your spouse? Is it her? Is it him?
You're all
I need
to get by.
Uh-huh.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
Brothers, do you sing to your wife like that? See what I'm talking about? Do you sing to her? Man, I don't want to get emotional, man. I don't want to get emotional. But if you... See, this was one of my favorite songs that drew me to my woman. She wasn't a very big woman. She was a small lady, about, 4 feet 11. That's about it. Ooh, man. I don't want to get all emotional doing this. Let me continue to do what I'm doing. Listen to what they're saying to one another, and it will bind your relationship closer together. Marvin and Tammy, help me out.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you.
No, stop it. With my arms open wide, I threw away my pride. Dedicated my life to you. That's called helpmeet. Do you people see what I'm talking about? Women don't sing like that. They don't even behave like that now. We were looking at that 38-year-old man, ready for marriage, ripe for marriage, but can't find a woman to treat him with decency and respect. And here Tammy Terrell, she dead now. I don't know where she is, heaven or hell. God help us. But here's Tammy Terrell singing this, and this is the kind of stuff that I came up with. With arms open wide. Come on, y'all sing to me. Wait a minute. You will be there to put me up the hill? Man, he says, sweetheart, you're going to be there to lift me up. You're going to put me on top of this world. Relationships, people. Oh!
No looking back for us.
No looking back.
We got love.
Yes.
Shown up.
That's enough.
You're all.
You're all
I need.
Now, they weren't saying that they didn't need Jesus. They didn't say that they didn't need God. They didn't say that they don't need to worship together. They didn't say that, They were saying, when it comes to a couple, to a man and a woman, baby, you all I need. I don't need my old girlfriends. I don't need to think about the way it was with that hoe that I used to be with. I don't need to be with him because he's driving that nice car with the 26-inch rims on it. I don't need the wardrobe. I don't need the booze in the pantry. I don't need the weed in the little jar. You are all I need to get by. My husband, my wife, we as a team together.
To get by.
Hey.
Now
y'all need to come on into verse 2. Y'all sing to me again. Help me out. Help me out. Here it comes. Listen.
Like an eagle protects his nest. For you, I'll do my best. Stand by like a tree. And dare anybody to try and move me.
Like an eagle protecting his nest. I'm going to do my best. And if anybody tries to move me from protecting you. This was the idea of the man. To protect his woman, to provide for his woman. See, it was in the music that I listened to. That's why when I became a Christian, I said, man, this is cool. Because now God just puts all this thing together and makes it work. It makes it work. Now, what does Tammy answer? Marvin. You're talking about somebody needing a man. Did you hear what she said? Did you hear what she said? Baby, I get my strength from you. All right, I want every married couple right now, listen to me. Y'all need to look into each other's face right now. Come on. Come on. Don't be ashamed of it. Look in the face. Look at each other. Look at each other. Now, look, wait, gather those babies around you. You see those babies? Look at those babies. Ain't that sweet? Don't forget this moment. Don't forget this moment. You're not going to have too many like this. We living in perilous times, people. Come on, Marvin. Come on, Tammy.
Just to do what's good for you.
Did you hear that? They said, we got the right foundation. We've got the right foundation. That's, see, it's the foundational things that matter. When they wrote songs back in the day, that's it. Now when they're writing them, it's all about shake that booty. You know what it's about. That's what's selling today. No, this is what sold yesterday. This is why I'm the kind of, see, I didn't want no woman that wouldn't work with me with the right foundation. Ladies, listen here. Listen here, ladies. When you come at a man and you talk about all the sex you want to have with that man, and that man is a Christian man, that man knows that is not the right foundation. So, ladies, when you come in aggressive like that because you think that that's the only thing that motivates us and moves us, you got another thing coming. You twist it. Don't no dude in his right mind want a woman like you because you's a hussy. Now, fellas, let me get on your case. You walking around here talking.